Hey everyone, welcome to Share Your Sparkle, and I'm your host, Dr. Darlene Berrios. This is Season 2, Episode 14, Processing. Hey people, I hope you're doing well. Happy full moon. It's the full buck moon. And if you're a night sky fan like I am, so it's Friday, or depending on where you are, the full moon will be Friday on Eastern Standard Time at like 10:37. PM. And moons or full moons are named different things depending on the time of the year. Some for coming out of Native American culture, some coming out of like colonial America or European sources, but or some because of like the natural phenomena that happens around the same time as that full moon. So in this case, this one is known as the buck moon, and it refers to antlers of male deer, also called bucks, which are particularly large at this time of year. And just FYI, deer grow and shed their antlers every year. But this also this full moon is also referred to as the salmon moon, the thunder moon, and just wanted to share some night sky fun facts. Also, for those of you who have a telescope, this time of year between now and like the middle of August, the Jupiter and Saturn are at their closest and brightest. Like for Saturn, it'll appear brightest on August 2nd, and Jupiter on August 19th. And a bunch of like meteor showers coming up. But those are just some fun things happening in the sky. And I should buy a telescope. I mean, it's been really cloudy over the past 3 weeks here on the East Coast. But in general, there's some great night viewing to do. I'm sure other parts of the world have their own beautiful night sky as well. But that's that. Some fun things I didn't record last week because I was actually visiting a cousin who bought a house. Yay! Congratulations! Your first home. Woo! And siblings and cousins went down there to help paint, be ridiculous, and laugh and eat and drink for 4 days. And it was wonderful. I wish I could like give you the full experience, but it's kind of really hard to capture. Besides, like, that's the most fun I've had in a really long time, and laughed like in a genuine, heartfelt, silly, with great people kind of way, where we were actually productive. Okay, we probably didn't work as fast as we could have. Like, it did take us a full day to paint one bathroom, and I don't know why it took five people, the A team and the B team, but whatever, we got it done. But a good time was had by all. Like, seriously, it was a blast. So congratulations on the new home, many years of happiness and wonderful memories there, and the health to enjoy it all. And for everybody who went down, thanks for the fun and the laughter, because I know I needed it. I know I definitely needed it. So that was that was great. So that's why I didn't record last week. I was kind of busy helping. And today, one of the things I want to talk about was actually something that happened about a week ago. And I'm calling this episode Processing. And maybe this is something that I've been doing like over the whole COVID experience in general, but it's just like thinking and about life and events, and maybe not necessarily, I guess I'm going to say the words like trying to figure them out. And I don't even know if it's that or understanding, but I really don't even know if it's that, but it's just like, there's a lot to process right now. So I'm processing, and one of the things that I'm processing most recently is the experience of watching Disclosure, which is the documentary on Netflix about transsexual individuals. And within literally 2 hours, watching Branson go up into space, or I mean, I guess like that's, you know, everybody's talking about the Kármán line and having to go above that as far as considered space and what's considered an astronaut. The idea is that like civilians are going up, and that's not saying it hasn't happened. I mean, they have like had like test things happen, but like here we have people going as passengers, and not just him, but Bezos and his crew, which was just a few days ago, go up into space. And the idea of now, which potentially is, this is what it's going to turn into, civilians like you and me who have, I don't know, $250,000 or more to spend on a flight to space. And I'm joking about having $250,000 to spend on a flight to space. I don't have that right now. But the idea that this is what's next. So here, this is what I'm processing. One, the documentary, which is really told, and I'm almost positive, I could be wrong, that every individual interviewed was transsexual. Like I'm almost positive. But that film was told through the lens of, or documentary was told through the lens of like film and media, and how transsexuals have been perceived like in film over the years, and that experience as a transsexual individual watching, but not just that group watching, but everybody else, right? And it's really a film, as I've said this before, about humanity, because individuals are like literally trying to just establish themselves as a part of humanity still to this day. And at the same time, like I cried watching it. It was really powerful. It was really good. You should watch it. And at the same time, within an hour or so, I saw people like that are not like astronauts that train for years and years and years go up to space. And it was just a very strange experience that people are fighting for their rights as humans while others are going up to space for fun, like for the experience of it. And I don't know what to say about that besides, wow, we have very different life experiences depending on who we are. Like, wow, like so varied, so varied. And so I'm just processing. I'm like processing all this. And at the same time, both being very powerful in their own way for very different reasons, I think like we're seeing the beginnings of a lot. Do you remember how the Wright brothers, their first flight was literally 12 seconds? I feel like that's what happened with the space stuff. That we're seeing, like, less than 20 minutes? I think one was like 10 minutes. The other one was maybe a little bit more than that. I think that's what we're seeing right now. And now people can get on a plane and fly like 12 hours. I'm making that up. I don't know what the longest flight is on a plane. But you get my drift, right? Like, I think we're seeing the beginning of a lot of things. Now, I don't necessarily think we'll see the end of them, right? Like in our lifetime. And these beginnings seem to be very fast. Like coming at like fast. Like a fast speed. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. But that's just what it feels like. The engineer who did the Bezos flight or capsule, whatever you want to call it, he was talking about the experience and how they started working on it 17 years ago. And then I think with a small group of people, right, scientists and engineers, and eventually, you know, the company or that piece of it, Blue Origin, grew, you know. And then the other woman who was sitting next to him was like the broadcaster. I'm not sure specifically what her title was, but how she joined maybe the company within the past 5 to 8 years. And she was talking about how they talked about that day coming, you know, the day of the flight, and how they envisioned it and what was going to happen. And obviously, like, the biggest thing that they came about, that they shared, was that it was way more than they could have imagined. But what I got out of that was, you have to see, or somehow you have to believe in that end point. And it might not be the end, but that whatever you're shooting for, you have to see it. Envision it somehow, even if you're not there for that moment. And then how your steps will guide you, right? I don't know. That's what the big takeaway I got there. So what I'm saying is, watch the movie Disclosure. It was really, not movie, documentary. It's on Netflix. Watch it. Let me know what you think. I'm curious. And the other thing I heard the other day was, faith. The question on the table was, and it was a TV show host, was, can you have faith without religion? So I'm going to repeat that again. Can you have faith without religion? I think so. I think absolutely. I didn't hear the responses from the guests or anything. If you look up the definition of faith, yes, one of them has to do with like a belief in, a strong belief in God, right? A religious belief. But the first one, the first definition of faith, is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. You know, like when you say to someone, I have faith in you, it's not necessarily to God. It's that you're believing in their capabilities, whatever it is. But in general, I don't think you have to have religion to have faith. Faith to me is a belief in one yourself, even when things are hard to understand or process. And if you're not fully faithful or believing in yourself. I know that sounds really kind of strange. I have faith, or I'm faithful. No, being faithful to yourself. I think that's the biggest thing we can do in life, because then you're honoring who you are, your beliefs, your values, and using that to guide you. So I think it starts with having faith in yourself. And if that's hard, because if you're constantly living by someone else's systems, values, whatever it is, got to figure out how to get back to you. But I don't have just faith in myself. I feel like I have faith in something way larger than me, which I don't really know what it is, but I call God. And I call on it, and call it your gut, call it whatever you want, to help. I don't always hear direct answers. I wish. Would we listen? That's the question. That's a good question. Would we listen if the answer like just showed up and was like, this is what you do here? I wonder if people would listen. But anyway, I call on that to help guide me. You know, I think that's how I use prayer as well. Like, I call on something bigger than me, but maybe I should just be listening to myself. I don't know. Okay, I'm blabbing right now, so I'm going to stop. I'm going to end on this poem. Bear with me. It's a really good one. It's not too long. I really like it. It's Ruben Alves, and he's a Brazilian theologian, philosopher. And let me read it to you. I'm going to repeat some of the things because I think they're really powerful. But he wrote, "What is hope? It is a presentiment that imagination is more real and reality less real than it looks. It is a hunch that the overwhelming brutality of facts that oppress and repress is not the last word. It is a suspicion that reality is more complex than realism wants us to believe, and that the frontiers of the possible are not determined by the limits of the actual." Let me repeat that one more time, because that's a really good one. "And that the frontiers of the possible are not determined by the limits of the actual. And that in a miraculous and unexpected way, life is preparing the creative events which will open the way to freedom and resurrection. The two, suffering and hope, live from each other. Suffering without hope produces resentment and despair. Hope without suffering creates illusions, naivete, and drunkenness. Let us plant dates, even though those who plant them will never eat them. We must live by the love of what we will never see. This is the secret discipline." I'm going to go back. "We must live by the love of what we will never see. This is the secret discipline. It is a refusal to let the creative act be dissolved in immediate sense experience, and a stubborn commitment to the future of our grandchildren. Such disciplined love is what has given prophets, revolutionaries, and saints the courage to die for the future they envisaged. They make their own bodies the seed of their highest hope." I love that last line. "They make their own bodies the seed of their highest hope." I think that's what I'm trying to do right now. You know, I've talked about like our holy Wi-Fi, and if we're here as an apple seed, let's not try to be a pumpkin seed. I'm trying to figure out, I mean, I've done a lot of things already, but I know this next segment, this next piece, following 15 years or so, it's like I'm trying to figure out really how to make that. And if I can't that seed blossom, and if it's not supposed to blossom during my lifetime, how can I plant it so that it blossoms during the next generations to come? They make their own bodies the seed of their highest hope. All right, people, accept your sparkle, surrender to it, and allow it to be so. Until then, keep shining!